4 years ago, Jim Woolley purchased a 240-acre farm just north of the Sheraton River. Most of the property is in the Wetland Reserve Program, soggy, grassy ground no longer suitable for farming. A tree break runs through the center of the property, and on either side, Woolley is restoring native prairie.
There's switchgrass over here, goldenrod coming up there, so just a whole host of plants that are beneficial to wildlife and to insects here. And if you look out across, you can see butterflies kind of everywhere here. And if there's butterflies there, that means there's lots of bugs, and it means that, you know, pheasants and little quail chicks are going to have something to eat.
Woolley's also planted small patches of corn and soybeans to serve as food plots for deer. His interest in wildlife habitat is twofold. He's the director of field operations for the Quail Division of Pheasants Forever and an avid hunter.
One of the reasons that I ended up buying the farm is, you know, I'd hunted with a bunch of guys for years and years and years. And over time, land ownership patterns changed, farms changed hands, and got to the point where we just didn't have enough area to hunt anymore. And we were active hunters, and I could kind of see this coming down the road. And so I thought, I've always kind of wanted a place, and I started looking.
A national expert on hunting says Woolley is part of a growing trend. More and more hunters are buying or leasing land or joining private clubs to ensure access. Mark Damian Duda is the executive director of Responsive Management, a research firm that specializes in natural resource and outdoor recreation issues.
There really is an income issue here. Hunting on private lands, if you're leasing or whatever, or joining a club, it can get expensive. And so what I would not want to see happen with hunting across the U.S. is that it becomes a rich man's sport. America was founded on open access to wildlife resources for everyone.
In a 2009 survey, 69% of Iowa hunters agree it's difficult to find a place to go. This spring, the legislature voted to require the Department of Natural Resources to study whether more public land should be open for hunting. The state owns about 350,000 acres, 80% of which is already available. But DNR biologist Peter Fritzell says last year's survey shows the majority of hunters prefer private land.
Public lands, especially on opening weekends, can be very crowded. And that may be the type of situation that the hunter does not want to encounter. Alternatively, though, if you go to those same public areas on a weekday, they'll be devoid of hunters.
Fritzell says the reality is 98% of property in Iowa is privately owned. So the agency is studying ways to entice private owners to allow hunting. In Kansas, they receive a small payment from the state. Nebraska, the Dakotas, Wyoming, and Montana all have similar programs. Fritzell says while interest among Iowa property owners has been mixed, hunters looking for more places to go are solidly behind the idea. In Millerton, I'm Janine Beck, Iowa Public Radio News.